Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Maddie with your 9 a.m. Deadlines.
In local news, under strict quarantine, the Brisbane Ecosciences Precinct has imported and readied a plant pathogen known as leaf blister rust. The pathogen is intended to help eradicate the lantana shrub, which has invaded over 5 million hectares of pasture, bush and rainforest across the country since being introduced from the Americas in the 1840s. The leaf blister rust pathogen was tested on additional plants to ensure it would not devastate native environments, where it was thankfully found to be a host-specific. Following their final approval, the leaf blister rust will be bred and distributed to land care groups and local councils to help propagate and spread it across the country.
Researchers at the University of Queensland have revealed what the best possible Football World Cup strategy is. The new research reveals that the penalty shootout may be by far the most strategic than previously thought, challenging the notion that the first team kicking holds a major advantage. The researchers mathematically simulated millions of shootout scenarios to reveal that teams can significantly improve their odds of victory by making use of their best penalty takers. The research also showed that the order in which penalty kickers were played could shift a team's chances of victory by 10%.
Lauren Gardner from the Matilda Center for Research in Mental Health and Substance Use has been working on developing the Our Futures program to educate about vaping, following students in the Northern Territory explaining just how easy it is to purchase illegal vapes through certain convenience stores or through social media. Despite being backed by federal government funding and providing promising results, only 12 of the 103 schools in the Northern Territory have actually implemented it. Gardner spoke on schools still using unproven methods, instead saying, quote, "One-off guest lectures, using scare tactics, smoke detectors in bathrooms, and these punitive measures like suspensions and expulsions, they're not effective. In fact, they actually cause children to further disengage from their learning and exacerbate their vaping."
June has seen the biggest monthly decline in national housing values since 2022, according to property data firm Cotality. The decline was strongest in Sydney and Melbourne, while Brisbane, Perth, and Adelaide only slowed in growth. Sydney has led the decline, with dwellings values falling by 1.2%, whereas Brisbane has dropped in growth from 1.3% down to 0.3%. Research lead Mr. Berg believes the national housing downturn is the result of unaffordability within the market, war in the Middle East, and the recent tax changes in the budget.
In international news, WhatsApp has rolled out new privacy changes for the 3 billion users of the world's favorite messaging platform. The largest and most consequential of the changes is the introduction of usernames, which will offer WhatsApp users privacy and anonymity. The company has said it has added multiple layers of defense to handle scammers that may emerge with the anonymity change. Users will soon be able to reserve unique handles, with a full rollout of usernames being planned later this year.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger has not yet been rated, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4 today, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional